99.3 Nigeria Info. And I really, really try to speak through the mask. Nah, it's just difficult. Not enough air is going in. I'm not sure I'm ready for that kind of suffocation. All right, how are you? But yes, please remember to wash your hand, wear your masks. Wearing your mask is one thing, washing your hands another. And where necessary, try to physically keep a distance and keep your fingers crossed. Hope on a star. Hopefully the worst doesn't happen. Welcome to radio. How are you doing? 18 minutes past 12. It's a beautiful Wednesday. Worthy of note. Yeah. I mean, not many things are worthy of note. Not many things that happen to you are worthy of note. But then every Wednesday here, a thing, a day, an idea, a philosophy worthy of note. Welcome to Nigeria Info. The sun rises here. We're on the sunny side. My name is Joyce Onyemua. And today on the show, look, I'll escape any political conversation if I can. Looks like I can today. So we thought about some social... I thought about a social conversation. One that I hope that when eventually you have an opportunity to speak on, you would try to be as honest as possible. All right? Okay. It's about being single versus being married. When we look at the world today, we see what we see. Whether you agree or not, what used to be acceptable, what wasn't acceptable back in the day is acceptable now. And some things that were acceptable or, say, permissible back in the day seem to have changed both position or social definition today. If you didn't miss the TED Talk I shared with you, which was about how social media tends to redefine right and wrong, maybe I'll post up that link just so that you can follow it and see through someone's perspective how they are able to arrive at the idea that social media readjusts, redefines your idea of right and wrong. And that is for your own consumption and, say, your own curiosity whenever you find time. It's now that we're in times where it would appear that, I mean, life is happening. People are getting married and, people are getting divorced. Some people are persuaded to believe that more people are getting divorced these days than people, did in those days. Maybe you're talking 70s, 80s. I want to see from your own perspective what you believe to be the situation today and whether you think that situation is better. So we're going to compare between being single and being married. All right. Do you think it's better being single or do you think it's better being married in today's world? Which, in your view, is better? Some of you are married and you wish you made a better decision. So the marriage is not the problem necessarily. It's you could have made better decisions, one, for a better outcome. You're not with the person that you love. I don't know if I've told you this story before. On radio, on Cool FM, one night I had a conversation, something similar to this, about, being married. Can't remember how that topic went. And a man called me and he said he is married. He's got three kids, three daughters, and he loves his wife. His wife is beautiful and she's good. He said, but he's not in love with her. And I asked, are you in love with someone else? He's like, well, technically, I'm not in love with someone else, but I fell in love back in the day and I still love that person. And I say, but you're married to somebody else. He said, yes. And I say, so why are you with someone else? I mean, why are you with a person that is good, but not the person you're in love with? He said that family issues, family interference was what hindered his marriage to the person he was in love with. And maybe they told him, don't worry, marry this person. Love grows on you. You're going to get better. You're going to love each other as time goes by. Don't worry, this love thing is a decision. Just make your mind, love her. And once you make that decision and you work towards it and you dream and pray, it's going to come to pass. Something maybe like that. And then he said he's got three kids right now, but he doesn't love the woman. And I say, so where's the girl you love? And he said, she's married to someone else. I'm like, oh, wow. He said, talking about it reminds him of how much of a wrong decision he made, that he should have stayed with the other lady he was in love with, him, honestly, still in love with. And then he said something to me. I'm like, well, maybe now that you're married, you should just move on and forget about your days with that other person that you love. Maybe, I mean, you're here now. You should continue the life. You chose this one, so you should see it to the end. And he said to me, he said, I don't think so. I'm willing to. But if the woman I love leaves her husband today, I'll leave my wife tomorrow. And I'm like, huh? He said, yeah. I'm doing everything that I can today to make my marriage work. My wife is not a bad person, but I'm not in love with her. But if the woman I'm in love with leaves her husband today, I'll leave my wife tomorrow. And I'm not even sure how that made me feel, but if something sounded like a challenge with a lot of guts, that was it. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. When we come back, the sunny side. We're going to try to compare, by your own standards and perspective, which is better, being single or being married in today's world, on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. We're at 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is where radio happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. All right. I'm going to try again another day, have a conversation about Nigerians who want to run away from this country. Peniel is one of them. And you guys are just, I mean, and I can't even hate you for it. Ugh. But yeah, we're here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're radio 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Joyce. You're on the sunny side. So we're going through the social concepts of our Nigerian reality. And from your point of view, you tell us on 0700-993-993-993. Is it better, easier to be single in today's world, or to be married? Or is it better being married than being single in today's world? On Nigeria Info, let's talk. Your radio, turn it down. Thank you. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Welcome Alex. To Nigeria Info. Alex, we're happy to have you.
Good to hear from you, too.
Yeah. So,
on the talk today.
Yeah. Your line's breaking out.
It's the best thing that can happen to any human being.
What's the best thing?
The best thing that can happen to any human being is to
be married.
Be married.
Are you married?
Marry right.
Are you married?
I am married.
Are you happy?
Well, mm-hmm. if you ask me that question, am I happy? Of course, I'm happy. But happiness is, I mean, is a relative word. I mean, can you really be happy 100%? Can any human being be happy 100%?
I am happy 105%.
105%?
Yes, on marriage.
Are you sure, Joyce?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
Okay, Joyce, are you married?
No, I'm not.
You're not?
No.
I'm married. And I can...
Your line is not allowing me hear the blunder you're about to throw in my hearing. I feel you want to say something socially wrong.
No.
Okay,
no,
so what were you going to say? Sorry, I didn't get that.
I didn't say anything wrong. No, I don't intend to.
Okay.
So as I was saying, you know, you see, marriage, my father used to tell me that marriage is like, what is it called now? Like you went to go and buy a Tokumbo market. You didn't know what Tokumbo market is?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's not tested, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. You don't know what it could be.
Yes.
But you could be lucky.
That's true. I agree. I agree that marriage is beautiful. But the question is, from your perspective, are you happy and would you do it again?
I would do it again and again and again.
And in comparison to being single,
I have four beautiful children.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'm happy I have them. But it's never a bed of roses, Joyce.
Okay, that part.
It's never.
All right.
My father and mother are still alive. But then, they still, you know, like
fight.
I say, the song and the tea, they live together. But they infringe on each other.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, from time to time. But any lady these days that says, I don't want to get married, it's because they don't want to be submissive.
No, wait. The converse, that's a problem. Submissive to what? Is she a slave before a master?
No.
Exactly. So
she
maybe
will have her opinion.
Yeah. No. Hold on a second, please.
Okay.
I want you to honestly, I don't want this to be a fight between single people and married people. If
you're
happy in your marriage, I mean, I would never take that away from you. And I understand that marriage is a gift and marriage is beautiful. In fact, better than being single is probably being married to the right person. But I just wanted an individual perspective on the conversation.
All right.
Yeah, so this is not a case of single girls who don't want to marry. No. It's whether in today's world it's better to be married in comparison to being single.
Okay.
It's not about submission. No, not about that. And honestly, if we're going to have that debate, you're going to sweat a little bit.
Okay, you think so? Okay, let's not go that route.
Yeah, exactly.
What I'm saying is, honestly, in all seriousness,
yeah,
marriage is give and take.
Yeah, and you're happy, and you recommend marriage.
I do recommend it. Like this,
marriage gets one vote.
I had a little argument with my wife before I left the house. I'm in transit right now. I'm driving.
Yeah,
but the point still remains that it doesn't stop me from loving her.
Beautiful.
You know, I have to correct things when I see things going wrong. I have to correct it immediately, and I can still get home now and give her a hug.
Nice.
You know?
All right.
That's what my father taught me that marriage is. Marriage is like, should I use the word? Pardon me. Can I say long suffering?
Well, I mean, you can say it. The question is whether other people agree. Someone like me, I wouldn't agree with that.
I can tell you they can't win me in this debate, Joyce.
It's okay. Believe me, you're one of many, and radio is here. You're going to hear other people call in and tell you what they think.
Yeah,
all right.
I was listening.
We're here for it. It's going to be one heck of a day. Welcome. Thank you very much. You're on the sunny side. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Interesting conversation.
Sorry?
I said it's interesting. Very, very interesting conversation.
Oh, okay.
Dealing with things that is here in our lives, our everyday challenges and situations. Every year, I have a book on the line.
Welcome. Are you married?
No, single.
Okay. So when you compare, I mean, you're not married, so you can't quite compare it to anything. But maybe you can compare it to stories and headlines.
Something like that. So to say, experience. Some people's experience that are comparable. When you started with the opening speech and everything, what was ringing on my head was MO33. Can two or three work together if they do not agree? So what I see there is because the agreement, just like the first two are talking about the fight with the wife, but two of them agree. License to learn from his father. So the agreement is there. Your decisions to make. Whether you are saying
I want
or
you
not,
to give me a bit more. I want you to be more specific in your answering the question. Would you say it's better to be single these days, or is it better to be married?
It's still a decision because you can't walk.
So give me your personal perspective. I don't want you to be ambiguous. So by your personal belief or persuasion,
Igbo people will say when you reach there, we'll cross the bridge. You know, in this my single case.
So the problem with reaching there undecided is if you reach there and you have no philosophy, you have no decision or no clarity, you can't quite cross that bridge because you are going into a relationship with something that you already are.
You are pointing it out because of the dispute. When people don't agree.
So you're still not giving me an answer. You're neither here nor there.
The other day we were talking about two persons now. We're talking about dynamism and symptoms from different angles and all the other.
So do me a favor. This is not even supposed to be as hard as maybe you might think it is. I need you to give me your point of view from a place of personal conviction. What you at least you are thinking about it. So you can neither be here nor there. I mean, there's something wrong with that, where we can't find you on the left, neither are you on the right. I mean, there's no space in the middle, so you have to be somewhere. So do us a favor, for the sake of the brilliance of the conversation, you would have to come, and regardless of where you stand, we just want you to give us a stand. The sunny side. This is Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is John.
Welcome, John. We're happy to
have you. In the first instance, Joyce, I'm not sure you, most of the topics you bring, you know, you are not qualified to know this because you are not married. I'm a married man, and I enjoy my marriage. Okay?
Hell does not reject children just because they're children. So you can't quite tell me what I'm qualified to speak on or not qualified to speak on.
No, but when you're asking us to, you're asking questions that we should be able to tell us our own perspective.
What's wrong with you sharing your perspective?
If you want to learn from us as a married person.
I'm not trying to learn from you. I'm trying to have a conversation here.
A conversation. Okay, that's interesting. That's interesting. I'm happily married. Marriage is one of the best things that has ever happened to me. And in marriages, you should expect disagreements, but it is for you as a man, ability to manage those problems. And then you have to make it sweet by force. You have to force sweetness into that marriage.
You force sweetness into a marriage.
Yes, you force it.
I couldn't even be in your class. I could not attend your class. Your marriage class. What do you mean force sweetness?
Yes, because sometimes it's not going to sweet. I may be wrong. My wife could may be wrong.
Okay.
And if my wife is also wrong, I don't have to, you know, punch on her because she's not a slave. I still need, because I need that marriage to work. No third party should come into that marriage. I must forcefully make it work.
Okay, so maybe the way you put it. So when you say you force sweetness, can you elaborate a little bit? Can you pick it apart? Can you unbox it? Do you mean humility?
Okay,
do you mean love?
What
do you mean
I mean
kindness?
Is that every time I must be happy. I must operate with happiness.
Every time you must be happy?
Yes, because if you're not happy and she's likely not happy, there's going to be consequences. It may not be good.
But every time, but the truth is, it's not every time that you are happy. It's actually possible for you to be sad.
That's why I use the word force now. You must force it in, because otherwise, third party will come in and it's going to be laughable.
All right. Okay. Thank you very much for calling The Sunny Side. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hey, hi, Joyce.
Hi, good afternoon. Turn up your radio.
Oh, okay. It's turned off.
What's your name?
Yeah, King.
Welcome, King. We're happy to have
you. Yes. Yeah, I take exception, you know, with the last caller. You have all the right to discuss this topic.
I mean, I'm still thinking about it, and I thought that was pure hilarity. That was so funny.
Yes. And reality is reality. You know, the realism of our times is that most young people are not getting married. And why? That's the truth, you know. And they tell you that if their parents or their mom pushes them, you know, they get kids. So we are in the baby papa
era.
Yes, exactly. That's the reality. So let's face it, you know. And the reason is because what these young guys see in marriages, they're not attractive. They see marriage as a bondage. You know, they don't see love in marriages. You know, and
can you help me with your personal perspective? You see, when you say what people see it as, you leave me in limbo. And I would really love some kind of landing, soft or maybe harsh. But give me your perspective. What do you believe? Is it better to be married, or do you think in today's world it's probably more interesting to be single?
No. It's more interesting to be single.
Oh.
If you can work it out.
Is that really what you're aiming to be, single?
No. It's not as if it's what I'm aiming, right, to be. But it's better. Okay, let's use the U.S., for instance. We are, you know, everybody's kind of like exposed. So people get married over 10. Larry King got married over 7-8 times, right?
Is he your model? Are you modeling your life after Larry King?
Yeah, of course. You can't model your life after anybody. I don't model my life.
I mean, that was your reference, so I had to
ask. Yeah, but it's reality. You understand?
My reality might not be your reality. I mean, the best you can do for yourself is try to define your own reality. And this is the second time you're repeating
that. Okay, until marriage. Let me tell you. Until marriage, it's not defined by irreconcilable differences, which the judges are ready to throw at any body who wants to dissolve.
So you have chosen to be single. Have you chosen to be single?
Until marriage, you know, something can get in and you're happy about it. Until, you know, some people have...
Are you willing to go into marriage 100% with all of your mind and all of your heart?
That's a strong one.
Why would you be married if you're not going to give 100? We spent 5 minutes and you kept dancing around.
That's a strong one, Joyce.
All right, then. So think about it. All right. Think about it. I really thought this topic was simple. The Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. We're happy to have you. Welcome. What's your name?
Hi, Joyce. Good afternoon. My name is Ike from Yaba.
We're happy to have you. Go ahead.
Yes. Before I start, I want to say I love your show. This is my first time calling, and
I want to hug you. Welcome.
anytime I think I've heard, you know, the worst opinion, I get on your show and I'm shocked.
Wait. Take it back. Wait, the worst opinion is on my show?
No. Like, anytime No, that's not what I mean.
I mean, I get it.
Yeah. So I would say, in my own opinion, no. Don't get into any relationship. Even friendship, if you're not ready.
What does ready mean? What does ready mean?
Let me see. Okay, so I was in a relationship last year.
Yeah.
In my own opinion, it was very nice. Mm-hmm. But then, at some point, I started feeling some distance. And then I discovered that she was cheating.
Oh.
And I didn't understand why.
I mean, there's no reason for evil. Evil is evil. And there is no reason that bounds it.
Yeah, I mean, when you listen to some people that cheat, you hear, I needed the money, you are not giving me attention. All those things I was given. So I don't understand why. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying. I do understand why. But then, after some point, I just said, she wasn't, because I blamed myself for the longest time. I was like, maybe I was not, maybe I was half the man she deserved, something like that. But then I came to the conclusion that, she was just not the one, you know. So I would say, try to understand the person properly as well as you can before you get into anything.
So you make a vote. Your vote counts for marriage. It's better to be married in these times then. Come on. Okay, then you can. It's all right if you don't have an answer.
Nah, stay on your own. To be very, very honest. Not on Wiggy.
Why?
Because,
why?
You asked me why.
Love is beautiful.
Love is beautiful, yes.
Marriage is wonderful.
Marriage is wonderful, but marriage to the wrong person is deadly. And there was a caller that called in and said, you need to force sweetness or something like that. I don't think marriage should be endured. I think marriage should be enjoyed. The first thing, so some of my female friends, when they come to me with their relationship problems.
Wait. You know, he actually suggested that he's a teacher and you're supposed to learn from him. You don't apply. Oh. You sound like you have an opinion you're not supposed to have.
Oh, sorry. Nah, carry that your square and go. Because I'm not attending it. The first thing I tell people when they have problems is I try to remember why you got into a relationship at first.
I want your vote at this point. I think you're thinking on your feet and you're more, I mean, you like the idea of love, but you're afraid to try. So does your vote...
No, I tried once and it bites me in the back, man. If I'm not 1,000,000,000% sure that you're on it with me, I'm not trying. You can see, I love myself.
So your vote goes for being single.
Single, man.
All right. Thank you for cool. That took my effort. The Sunny Side. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Dio.
Welcome, Dio. We're happy to have you. This is Nigeria Info. Go ahead.
Marriage in this new 21st century is quite hard.
Why?
As a young guy like me, I'm actually single. 21st century makes it harder because the advent of technology and, you know, sincerely, love is never enough in a marriage.
Please write that down. There we go again. So what is?
Love, love is never enough.
Yeah, so what supersedes...
Marriage encompasses of several things. Like, I don't know.
You don't know.
The finance.
Yeah.
Dedication, time, attention. It's not just love.
Yeah. I at this point, you assume that love is just, I love you, this is your Valentine's gift, or this is your birthday gift.
No, love is not just a statement. It's a gesture, too. But
okay,
other actions put into the marriage makes the marriage last. But putting in all those ingredients in this 21st century is hard.
Why? I mean, like, men lived 100 years ago, 500 years ago. Men are living today. When you say hard, what does that mean? Because for me, it's not hard when I think about it. I can understand somebody not receiving it, but it's not hard for me to love my neighbor as myself. I can understand my neighbor not receiving it.
If you're still going to go back to the basis of love is never enough, every other
that's your basis, that it's not mine.
Yeah. Okay, mine. Every other element that is supposed to make the marriage work, which is time.
Which is time.
Most of us right now don't have the time. What's it called? The attention.
What are you doing with your time and your attention, for example? What are you doing with it? You're on Twitter.
We're chasing our daily bread. Everybody's up and about every day.
So you're saying that your vote is going to be in single only because you don't have time to give to someone else?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Just right.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just a basic.
Time. Who knew? Thank you very much. Oh, wow. The sunny side. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
It's noisy there. Turn off something. Turn off your heartbeats, your breath, something. Turn off everything.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it sounds a little better. Welcome. What's your name?
Thank you. My name is Andrew.
Welcome, Andrew. Ambrose or Andrew?
Andrew.
All right, Andrew. Yeah. Being married today versus being single in today's world, which is better?
Oh, well, I'm listening to a lot of persons, but personally, I think this is my personal opinion right now.
It should count.
I'm not married, but I look forward to being married.
Okay, married gets a vote.
Very soon. Marriage gets my vote, personally, because I think like there is this fulfillment that comes in being married. Then in the context of this modern day life you're talking about, I think like I feel like two heads actually better than one in this present day right now, where your source of income or a man's source of income is never enough.
Do you feel there was ever a time? I mean, of some heads. Some in some situation, one head is better than the other two heads. But do you feel, as a law, the theory two heads are better than one is not what applicable or wasn't applicable in those days?
It used to be applicable.
I mean, it's
days,
you don't think
every
it's a law.
Seven out of every ten is
empty
applicable.
Heads. Okay. I mean, you said it's not applicable. I'm thinking, like, you meet 10 people and 7 of them don't have a head on the shoulder.
Yeah. In addition to it, the partner matters. I feel like I've been with this fiance now for the past 7 years, and I think like she's just good to go. She's a private person. I just see myself in a marriage with somebody like that will always be there and that can always compliment me, honestly.
Okay.
So I think marriage goes for me. A lot of persons that will choose single probably because they've been through wrong relationships, of which I've also been a victim to.
I mean, the last caller before you said it wasn't even the bad experience.
And I
it's just time.
Who said his experience was not a palatable one? I understand. I've also been in that kind of relationship.
Right.
My own, I've passed off Qatar. But I moved on, and 7 years now, I'm with somebody, and
life is good.
I can't wait.
Thank you. I like how you say you can't wait. The sunny side. 99.3 Nigeria Info on Twitter, Nigeria Info FM. We'll be reading your messages in a moment. Welcome to the show. My name is Joyce. What's your name?
This is Mr. Frank. I'm calling you from Ojo Alaba.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Joyce, how are you?
Fine. Thank you very much.
Happy Val in advance.
Yes. Where are we going?
Later we'll talk that one. I don't want these people to hear where we are going.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
You know how we go down now.
Yeah.
I want to tell you my own personal opinion.
Sure, please, go ahead.
I was married.
Okay.
And when I married, everything was moving fine. But then, I'm a transporter. I drive luxury. Out of 36 states now, I think I have covered more than 25 states in this country. Everything was moving fine.
Human GPS.
Get me?
Yeah.
Getting one of the days as inside 2016. I have issue in my side. My wife left me with 3 kids.
Yeah.
If today she's not back. But along the line, I got myself and I recovered and things changed for good.
Okay.
And I started my own transportation. I have my own now.
Nice.
I'm not driving for anybody now. People are driving for me now.
Okay.
Now she wants to come back.
All right.
I don't know how possible it is, but that is our fight.
Yeah.
Now, over these 4 to 5 years now, I have been alone in my house. The only thing I enjoy is whatever I want to do. Or maybe if somebody wants to come to my house, anybody is free to come to my house. In and out, no problem. I can go out, I can come in. But there's no enjoyment there.
Okay.
Do you know why?
Why?
When my wife and my kids were living with me, I eat with my kids. When I came back, they would say, Daddy, I will eat in the same place.
Yeah.
They would play. They would speak English in my ears. All these small speaking English. We would read books.
Yeah.
My wife will give me her own things. She never offended me all through the life where we are married.
Yeah.
But this little thing happened, she ran away. Mm. Thought I couldn't have survived it, but God saved me.
Mm.
That is the bad part of marriage. But for me, I have tried more than 120% of women in this Lagos and in Nigeria to know if I can get at least one to keep in my house. I never get anyone.
Okay.
My side cannot allow me to drive. I cannot drive. And I cannot move out of my... I cannot drive out unless if I see somebody that can drive me.
Oh, okay.
Assuming if she's here, she will drive.
Mm. And you also need somebody who loves you enough that she enjoys your company. Because now she has to always be with you now that you have a problem with your sight. So you actually need love for your relationship to survive.
I need my own love.
Yeah.
As they are playing ball, I will have my own. Everything is here. It is not that thing that you are eating or that thing you enjoy. That is not life. If I tell you for over 5 years, I have not slept completely. There have never been any night that came like this. I go to bed and lie down around 7, 8 or 9 o'clock and wake up around 5. If I calculate all the sleep I have slept over 5 years, it's not up to 20 hours.
Why?
I don't know.
Oh,
I don't sleep from day to day, from month to month.
Why?
Sometimes in a month, I will not sleep for 5 minutes.
Why?
I don't know.
Are you missing your wife? Or are you thinking about something else?
I mean, you have to know. Assuming we are on WhatsApp now, I will show you my apartment. I'm living fine. Everything is here.
But you don't have somebody who loves
what
you.
What I don't know.
Yeah, or somebody who you love.
I need somebody. Okay, now. I cook my food because I don't eat outside. I don't like eating outside. And nobody can come to my house and cook for me. If you come to my house now, just you will not cook for me. I'll cook.
I mean, I wouldn't, and that's on the truth. I'm not. But then I'm glad
I
that you fixed
it. I cook my food.
Oh, bless your heart.
Everything is here.
Oh, nice. But
because, did you know the worst part of it?
What?
Because everything was here. You know these Lagos children, they like biscuits.
Yeah, you have everything. Your house is
stocked. Did you know that this woman could not provide this thing for those children? She have lost 2. Out of 3. It's only 1 remains.
Sorry, you lost your children too?
She lost 2. She lost 2.
Oh.
Only 1 that remains. Then this one that remains now, I have not set my eyes on her for past 4 to 5 years now.
Okay. But you say she wants to come back. I think you're not even sure whether you want her back.
Now, do you know why she wants to come back?
Why?
She has tried everything she could.
And that she's found no one like you.
No way.
Then you both of you should talk about it.
Now, it's not that I cannot accept her back. But Joyce, we are human beings.
Yeah.
I wanted to accept her back. Assuming that this lady opened her mouth and say, please, I have offended you, sorry. I will accept her back. I will send her just transportation so you come back. But did you know that to say sorry, to say sorry, because if you say sorry, you have to look into that sorry. Is it a original sorry?
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, and some people run.
Did you feel this sorry?
Yeah, and don't be surprised. Some people live like that. They run away from their actions. They run on and run into their graves eventually.
Yes.
So sometimes it's arrogance. So many times it's arrogance.
Send money from me. Send money. Okay. Which money? So you are not even ashamed. You say I should send money. Did you believe in your life that I could have got money?
I'm sorry, but I have to go off on a break. I sincerely do apologize.
Yes, there's no problem.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
You get to win money. You get to win 10,000 Naira cash on the Just a Minute Game Show. Call in to any of our shows, The Morning Crossfire, What's Up Lagos, The Sunny Side, and Hard Facts. Answer as many questions as possible in 60 seconds, and you stand a chance to win 10,000 Naira. Winner will be announced on Hard Facts, Just a Minute, the game show for everyone. Right here on your number one station for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Powered by Creditville.
We're back
on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. We're 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're going to go to Twitter right away. Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. We're going to read your messages and then go right back to the telephone lines and the conversation continues. Pino.
Okay, Stainless World on Twitter says, good afternoon, Joyce. I hope you're doing great.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's easier to be married because it saves you a lot of drama. If you're with the right partner, it helps you in proper planning. You can't compare the joy in happily married couples to a happy bachelor or bachelorette.
Okay.
MacPhil says, getting married is easier than being single. It's all about marrying the right person and someone you can be completely submissive to with your life. Day two, seeing you the same way. Marriage is like closing your eyes and letting the driver drive, having faith that you're safe.
Okay. Well, yeah, I agree with that latter part.
Femi the Great Pundit says, not married, but I can say it's easier being single. One can shoulder one's problems when you don't have a family, but when you're married, you could die of emotions. For example, seeing yourself suffer hunger is a bit bearable, but with your wife and kids, it's totally unbearable.
Okay.
Tosun says, two reasons why some people go into marriages is because of family pressure and the fear of being alone. Even though the person doesn't love the other person, they still go ahead because of the family pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And Samuel, yes, says, I'm currently married, but if it had been in this current state of how the situation is, I would have remained single.
Ah, okay. I knew I was going to get something like that.
Xander says, good afternoon, Joyce. Hi. I would say none is easy. Some married people wish they are not, while some single people wish to be married. But there's a saying, two heads are better than one. But in my view, I do put it this way. Two good heads are better than one.
The saying is actually two good heads. I mean, we've seen 10 heads that count for nothing.
And familiarity says, being married is a good thing and also being single is a good thing. It all depends on getting the right partner and you also being the right partner for each other. That is the sweetness of marriage.
So it's interesting when I hear people say, getting the right partner, getting the right partner, getting the right partner. Are you the right partner? Because many times what we're hoping the other person can be, could be, is something that we're not. So, I mean, I'm not saying that you're not. I'm asking whether you have asked yourself that. Have you evaluated yourself? So it's like saying, if I want love, then I must be love myself. So that maybe if I extended myself to someone, somebody would give that back. It's really what love is. sow it and you reap it. So it's that you have to become the thing that you want first. I can't just sit down here, be a heifer, and then just hope that, you know, we get the right partner. I mean, the right partner can show up, but because you are no good, okay, you are a little good, but then the much of you that isn't good is enough to destroy any city. Yeah, and then there you have it. It can't work. So the partner's not the problem. Look, we're off on a break to bring you the headlines. After that, this conversation, as it remains here, will continue. My name is Joyce. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info's The Sunny Side.
Join the conversation no matter where you are. Download our mobile app by searching Nigeria Info FM on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. Also, get news updates and sports, entertainment, news. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Depend on us for the best in talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info, biggest.
Keeping you updated on latest news.
Somebody is saying they own the mint. So the government just go to the mint and print money and then help us stand on the land. They share.
Latest developments locally and internationally. From politics to business. Sports and so much more.
So much more.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. The headline news on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Court orders CBN to unfreeze NSAS promoters' accounts. A campaigner with Occupy Lekki Tollgate says protests will hold in Lagos, Oyo, and Adamawa states. President Muhammadu Buhari presides over 33rd virtual Federal Executive Council meeting at the presidential villa in Abuja, while police in Benue State look for three men who raped and videoed a young girl. Nigeria's representatives arrive Marwa in Cameroon for the repatriation of 9,800 Nigerian refugees. In sports, former Super Eagles defender Yisas Sofolue dies at 53. On the foreign scene, U.S. Senate votes on the constitutionality of the impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump, allowing full proceedings to begin. Those were the headlines here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. It is back to The Sunny Side with Joyce. I'm Yvonne Ahaifo.
Join the conversation no matter where you are. Download our mobile app by searching Nigeria Info FM on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store. Also, get news updates in sports, entertainment, news, and current affairs right on the app. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Nigeria Info. Yeah, let's talk. It's 2 minutes past 1 p.m. on the sunny side. My name is Joyce. If you have just tuned in, we're really trying to weigh our options here. In today's world, is it better or easier to be single in comparison to being married, or vice versa? Is it better to be married in comparison to being single? And really, there isn't any established truth. We're hoping that humans who understand the benefits of both divides would call the show today and tell us by their own persuasion and conviction, by the rewards of their impute into this singular sphere of human life, this is what counts. Some say married. Yeah. And it's surprising some people say single, but then they kind of make a case for it. 0700-993-993-993 on the sunny side. Welcome. What's your name? Please turn off your radio.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Please turn off your radio. Please turn off your radio. Thank you. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Joyce.
Hello. Good afternoon to you.
I want to round off my story.
You haven't rounded up? All right, real quick. 1 minute. Run.
No, I will not take 1 minute. Maybe 30 seconds.
Okay. Thank you.
You know you are my...
Yeah.
Make I not talk, I made the noise here.
Okay. Thank you.
See, make I tell Joyce, I have tested this boat, been married, I'm being single. I'm being married. You know now.
Being married is the best, you say.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Because there are some kind of things now that we need now. I will look for another people's children to send for message. Where is my own? Now, you are just for Nyamuwa.
Exactly.
You have mother. You take care
I
of
have father. I have a
you
mother
have
and a father.
Yes. Okay, like Victor Sime last time. Sorry to say this.
Yeah.
When his father died, he was the one who came back home and buried his father. And do it exactly how it's supposed to be.
Okay.
Assuming he was not there, mm-hmm. How would it have been? Maybe Omona will bring Gary. They will just.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know that kind of thing. So children count. And it's because of children that any man, any woman, will get into marriage.
What if you get married and you don't get kids? Do you come out?
No, listen.
Look
like,
at you.
I'm speaking on my own.
Okay.
I'm still young, no matter my age. I can have children, as many as I want. And I'm going to get it.
Okay.
And I have my own children. Okay, now I have been hustling. Let's assume now I die today, not tomorrow. Who is going to enjoy all these things that I've been suffering?
Your children. And maybe your wife.
Children?
Yeah.
Hey, that is why I have to get my own family.
Okay, so you make a vote for being married. You think it's a whole lot better than being single.
So being married is better because
all right.
The money I spend now that I'm single, if when I was married, I don't spend it.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I should try that.
The money I'm spending now, when I was married, I'm not spending it.
Okay.
All right. It's better.
All right, we get it, and it counts. On the sunny side, welcome to Nigeria Info. What's your name?
Hello.
Good afternoon. Welcome. This is Nigeria Info. What's your name?
My name is Christopher, calling from Ibeju, Lekki.
Okay. So I do apologize. This has to start with you. We're really going to try to compress time on you so other people have an opportunity to speak, okay?
For me, I am 28 years and I'm married and I'm happy. So I said marriage is the best.
Marriage is the best. Marriage gets another vote, regardless of what's trending on social media. Yes. 0700-993-993-993. Welcome to the sunny side.
George.
Good afternoon. Please turn off
oh
your radio.
Oh, my God. I'm happy for the second to the last caller. Not this one, the other guy.
Okay.
I want to thank God for his life. He's well with him. George, I enjoyed marriage. I'm telling you. He's
okay.
The best thing.
Okay.
I'm not happy since ever I lost my wife. 7 years now.
Yeah.
On Sunday, I call my children. Say, look, since I lost my mom, I'm not a happy man. But seeing them, I want them to make me happy.
Okay.
And thank God those kids are doing it. Three of them, two
okay.
boys and a girl. And I want to thank Nigeria Info, one other radio station. Like Sheriff in the morning, like you, we call, we crack joke, we laugh. That is what is keeping me going. But for those who are saying now, Joyce, I'm telling you, it's not easy. With the the ladies should not feel offended, though. Some of them now.
Some ladies
with what
now?
I'm saying,
yeah.
Ah, I think it's better for one to be single.
Hey,
I'm telling
really?
You, some of them will, Joyce. I said some of them will get me right.
No. And really, I think that's honestly fair.
Uh-huh. And it's both parties too. Both the men. Some of the young women, they tell lies. What they cannot do, they tell you, I will build a mountain on the Kenico, and they can't do it. So, don't blame those who I say it's better for them to remain single.
All right.
But for that, my brother, I think he's the guy from Ojo or something.
Okay.
I thank God for his life.
All
he's
right.
well with him.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling Nigeria Info. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Are you... What song is that? Is he playing a song? I'm sorry. You have to turn that off. Otherwise, we have to go to someone else. We should go to someone else. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, Joyce.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome. What's
yes.
your name?
Femi from First Up today.
We're happy to have you.
Yes, if you look at so many factors, everyone has a story, and one will want to relate based on their own personal story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, me personally, I'm not married, still single, but I've seen both sides because I've lived as a single person, and I've lived with people who were married
yeah.
and people who are married. Sincerely, if not for the fact of culture, compulsion from peers, family, and all that. It would have been best to be single.
Really?
Exactly. For example, let me give an example. I posted something on Twitter, it will take a little time before you read. If you look at the society today and some of the challenges that comes with it, no matter how long you've been single as an individual, there is this you being able to fight and being able to survive a lot easier. It's not that it's easy, though, but a lot easier. But, you know, when you try to carry people along...
On social media, why would you even bother to carry anybody along?
No, I'm not saying
media.
On social media. I mean family, your family members.
Okay.
Being able to cater for people whenever there are challenges, being able to resolve. You know, if you have a problem as an individual, it's a lot easier trying to maneuver through, struggle through, and all that.
Really?
Compared to when there are several people involved. You understand? Like, okay, let's say you are earning 1,000 naira as a single person compared to when you're earning the same 1,000 naira for a family of four. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Okay.
So it becomes more challenging. That was why I used the caveat initially. If not for the pressure of the society or cultural that you must not be single and
when you look at that logic, isn't there any other side to the very same logic? Like when you slice it open, I would love for you to slice it open. Isn't there anything else that can be another side of that possibility?
Let me bring in the positive part.
The politics?
The positive. Yes. If one is fortunate to be in a family where, okay, you're working, you have something very good, you're earning, your partner earns something very reasonable as well. It becomes a lot better when you are married compared to when someone is single.
Okay.
So that's the positive part. But in a society like ours, where in a population of 200 million, over 150 something are in abject poverty, when you look at it, the chances that you have someone that will be able to meet, like when you come together, you form a synergy and have something greater, which becomes more positive, the chances are slimmer. So if one looks at that logic, bringing those together, because...
But it appears that you're more persuaded by the wrong than you are... than you're more persuaded by the pessimistic end of things than you are of the positive end of things.
Because of the kind of society we live in.
But you are assuming that... And this is the problem here. If this is how you think, then chances are the person whom you probably are supposed to be married to thinks the same way. So this is your thinking.
No, let's look
why
at
do
it.
You want well, anybody, why do you want the other person to think any differently or think better if this is your thinking?
That is why one has to be patient till you find the kind of person that would be able to. Because if you jump into the ocean looking at, you would be able to pick a fish out that would be good.
I want to say something else. You have actually monetized the whole reality.
Not money.
Because there are other things that your money cannot do for you.
Definitely.
And so what if you had somebody who was doing that for you and you didn't have to worry about that, or maybe the burden of that was not on your back?
But that shouldn't be a standard one should live on. You wouldn't wait on...
But here you are. Somebody. Your standard is money. And money, what is money?
You wouldn't wait on somebody to do that for you.
So you would do it yourself.
Yes,
beautiful.
Coming from the fact that...
So what if you were optimistic about the possibility of, since you're choosing to be both morally and financially independent, that you would marry somebody who believes in the same philosophy and you can build a life?
Of course. That is why you... The single part comes in then. That's why a lot of people would prefer to be single until they get somewhere.
So where does your vote lie? So if you had to choose this very moment, a life's decision, what is it? Do you make a vote for single or being married?
I would choose single.
Look at you. So that's it.
I would choose single.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. Yeah. I said that you were really afraid and you kept tilting towards that. It will not work. If it not work. Well, yeah, we ended there. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, guys.
Welcome, lady. Turn off your radio. Turn off your radio before you say anything.
Is it better?
if you turn it off automatically.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Better now. I found it out.
All right. What's your name?
Hi, Josh. My name is Lawrence.
Lawrence?
Yes, Florence.
Florence, pardon me. All right.
Yes, Florence.
Yeah, we're happy to have you, lady. Go ahead.
Joyce, I've been on two sides of the coin.
Well, congratulations to you.
So it's quite a sad one anyway. I married quite early. I found someone and I married, and it was a really very bad story. So the problem is this. Marriage is ultimate, right?
Wait. You said marriage is the ultimate?
Yes.
For who, please?
It's a choice, right?
If it's a choice, it's hardly ultimate at that point.
Yeah, when I say ultimate, I mean it has, the pros are higher. So it tends to be more advantageous to stay married than to remain single.
Oh, okay.
Only if, so let me speak for myself and not generalize the situation right now. So I'm guided by my faith, right? And I believe that every man or every woman is attracted to a man, right? But then...
Is that what your faith says?
I'm a Christian. So I believe if you can't be faithful, then be married. That's my philosophy.
Okay.
And so for a single lady to say, I want to be faithful, I don't see how you'd be faithful, single, and happy. It's kind of like strange because as humans, we are sexually attracted to each other. So that aside...
That sounded like a blanket statement. Like, I'm not sexually attracted to your brother.
So that's why I'm personalizing it. I'm not generalizing it.
Okay. So you're sexually attracted to any guy in your church?
No, not attracted to any guy. I'm saying the urge to be one to be sexually active. Right?
Oh, that's a different thing. That's like a weird level of promiscuity.
That's a caveat. So that's
that's
my
strange
situation.
Okay. All right.
If you say you want to be single, unmarried, would you be faithful? That's the caveat for me.
Okay.
That's why I'm personalizing it.
All right.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. But taking this aspect aside, I got married really early, and then unfortunately I was unlucky. Unlucky, marriage, there are two sides to the coin, right? But I got married to someone who joined the secret cult, you know, this whole stuff, where they join a cult.
Oh, wow.
Start doing money-making ritual with the children, with the wife. So that was my situation, and I found out really early, really early. And then I let my family know, brought it all out, let his family know. And funny enough, they knew.
Oh.
They knew and they concealed it, They concealed it. Why? Because the radio felt...
Pretty, sorry, Pretty, you didn't turn off the radio. I want to tell you how bad that is.
I did turn it off.
And that's a whole lot better. Thank you. Thank you. Go ahead.
Okay. So the family was aware. And then, you know, this thing where they just don't want to come out in the open, let's say fish. But it's my life, it's my children.
Okay.
So I didn't take it. So we went public, and then after a long while, it took 6 years, and then the family let it all. We did all the experience and everything. So we went off. So, but now I'm single, I have my children. But I tell you, it's not easy, and it's not better to be single. So if you can get the right person, marriage is beautiful.
So your vote would go to being married then? You would prefer instead to be married?
Yes, I prefer to be married because it's beautiful. It has its own ups and downs. It's all about understanding, perseverance. Yeah, but I prefer being married than being single.
That's
even as I'm single right now, but I prefer being married.
Thank you for the argument you make for that. I do appreciate you calling in the sunny side. Hello, good afternoon to you. How are you? Hello,
Joyce.
Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Leman.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Joyce, marriage is everything to me, as I'm concerned.
I mean, who can argue with your reality?
Because when you get married, you spend less. I remember when I was single back in the days, you know, spending loud, spending all those things, you know. You have stopped, I'm telling you, because I'm like a king in my house, you know. And you never know marriage is sweet, unless, let's say, if you have a family and then travel, they are left alone in the house, you know.
Yeah,
you'll be boring, you know, you'll be looking around the house. Marriage is a beautiful thing, yeah.
I mean, we cannot deny the way you even put it.
Thank you very much for calling.
Well, that's nice. You can tell he's happy about where he is. On the sunny side, we're happy about where we are, so we make this place where you come to every day. The sunny side. We're Nigeria Info. Good afternoon. What's your name?
Good afternoon. I'll be calling.
It's on your side. Good afternoon. Yes, go ahead, please. Hello?
Hello? Hello, good afternoon.
Oh, I think I lost him. Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Caroline.
Lady, so there's something at the background noisy, and it's probably even louder than your voice.
Okay, can you hear me now? My name is Caroline.
Okay, Carol, we're happy to have you. Okay, go ahead. This is good.
Okay.
Go ahead.
My own personal opinion, I think marriage is actually beautiful. Mm. It's good if you're with the right person. Though there are lots of ups and downs, challenges in marriage that you both have to, like, put up with.
Sorry, bring it back, honey. Sorry, please. I hate to interrupt you. Did you say trouble you have to put up with?
What I mean, there are some challenges, there are some things
that you have to live with.
Yes.
Like what? Cheating?
Even if it doesn't go well with you. You understand?
Yeah.
So, if you don't get married to the right person, it might be so, as in, difficult to put up with a whole lot of things. You understand?
Yeah.
I am married. And I've been married for like 9 years.
Nice.
And I must say to you, it has not been easy. But talking about now, I think I it's better, or I'd rather be single than married. I'm not saying that marriage is not good, but it's a whole...
Given your experience, you would, if you can, you would choose instead to be single.
You know, it's much more easier to be single than being married, even if it's with the right person.
I don't mean to be invasive. Wait, did you just say even if it's with the right person?
Even if it's with the right person.
So even if you're with the right person, you still prefer to be single? Then that's not the right person. Can we say that?
What I'm saying is that, you know, even if you're with the right person, you still get to, like, from my own experience.
Yeah.
Most of the time, you get into arguments and stuff like that. And, you know, there are lots of hard pain, emotional pain and stuff. Like, as I'm talking with you right now, you know, I can still feel some... I still feel
in your heart,
even in my marriage, in my heart right now. I'm at work.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
But I still feel so uncomfortable. You know, looking back at things and, like, try to compare, I think I'd rather be single, or prefer to be single than married. I think it's more difficult. You understand? It's more difficult to tolerate one person for a whole long time. And you still have
So maybe I should ask you, are you in love with, are you guys in love with each other? I mean, I don't mean to be invasive. I wanted to ask why.
Marriage is not all about love. It's not.
It's
At the beginning, you know, before you start having kids, it might, you know, the love is there. But I don't think it's love. It's not about love.
Marriage is not about love. Okay.
More than, So I think it's a bit difficult. So I think it's preferable. It's better now.
I'm so sorry, lady. Pardon me. I want to extract a final understanding of from what you're saying.
Okay.
Do you think it might be difficult for you to live forever with somebody you... Do you love your husband? Or does he love you? Are you guys in love? That sounds like it's going to be a no.
Well, maybe, but I'm not really sure. I don't know.
I mean, if you don't know, that's a no. Like, you guys are not in love
with each other. No, I don't want to base anything on that because I really don't know. I don't know.
You've been married 9 years. It's impossible to not know. You've been married 9 years. If I was in a relationship with someone 1 month, I could tell something.
The question you ask is, if it's preferable to be married now or being single as in this present state, state we are in now, if it's preferable, what... I think it's with the same position of things now.
You prefer to be single.
If one is single, you have to be single. As in, if you're not going to commit things, if you know that you can keep yourself, you understand?
Yeah.
According to our belief, our religion, you understand? But if you can't keep yourself, then you have to get married and deal with it. People change.
All right. Okay.
You understand? People change. So the person you fell in love with 9 years ago or 10 years, wherever, can't be the same person.
I mean, you barely even have any love reference. It sounds like it was hardly ever a feature. Because you don't know.
If I don't know.
So
we just keep enjoying some things and tolerating some things. And, you know, you take some things in that probably on a mom, if you're a single, you just you ignore, as in
you wouldn't tolerate if you were single.
You wouldn't tolerate. Thank you very much.
Okay.
So you tolerate each other, and you know they go by and.
Wow. Now, honestly, that's very hard. That's difficult to do.
Marriage.
All right.
So marriage is not all about love, especially when you have kids. When kids are involved, you know.
I'm so sorry. I'm really trying to stay on this topic, huh? But you see, the more you say marriage is not about love, I have too many things in my head I want to put on a table.
No, marriage is not about love.
All right, bless your heart. I mean, you are in it. You've been there 9 years, and it's not about love. I do appreciate you calling the sunny side. 24 minutes past 1 p.m. Nigeria Info. Yeah, I can talk to you. Good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Please turn off your radio. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Daniel. I'm calling from emotion.
Okay, so who gets your vote? Single or married?
I'm married.
Oh, nice.
I think it's marriage is the best. It's the best to prove women at home.
Sorry, is the best to do what?
Marriage is the best. For somebody to put women at home is good.
For somebody to put women at home, like, that's logic. Okay, I
think
there's something with that, like putting her at home as though she was furniture, like your most expensive gadget. All right.
Yeah,
I think I might understand what you mean. So married gets a vote. Yeah, I don't like the colloquialism of putting a woman at home. Everything is wrong with that. I mean, you can buy a dog and put it at home. You can buy a bag and put it at home. You can buy furniture. You buy a clock. You buy a surround system and you put it at home. You put a wife at home. You marry a woman and you put her at home. Yeah, people who think. Our troubles just start when we start thinking.
Hello.
Maybe our freedom starts then. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Oh, Oh, thank you. Okay,
so that's so bad you have no idea. Like, it's really that bad. We don't know if you're a human or robot. What? Could you tell us your name? Let's confirm you're human. Hello. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome. What's your name?
Hello, George. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My name is Pesh.
Pesh.
I'm calling from Via. Yes,
thank
Pesh.
You very much. What gets your vote? Being married or being single in today's world?
George. I think it's better for one to be single, and I will tell you why.
You have 1 minute. Run.
Okay, so I'll flip both sides of the coin. So that's why I have this experience. Yeah, I tried getting married when I was 24.
You know what is going to happen? I do apologize. I have to go off on a break, and I don't want to interrupt you when the story starts. I'm going to beg you to please call back.
All right, I'll
thank you. You're kind. Look, we're off on a break. Lagos, Nigeria. My name is Joyce. This is Nigeria Info. Don't go anywhere. 99.3 Nigeria Info, 37 minutes past, 1 p.m. Welcome to the sunny side. My name is Joyce. Hello to all our friends everywhere you are. On Twitter, Nigeria Info FM on Twitter. And do remember to hashtag Nigeria Info SS. That's the sunny side. Just so I can easily kind of follow the trail of your messages. In the meantime, Pimiel will read your messages and would hear you and your views on radio.
At Omaki on Twitter says, I'll say whatever works best for you or the individual. I was married 29 years, widowed for 9 years, and remarried again. Was it a bed of roses? Of course not, but marriage is worth the try.
Oh, well, thanks for your persuasion.
At Chili Dre says, good afternoon, Nigeria Info. It's better and advisable to remain single in this generation if you haven't found the right person. Because it saves the person's time from being wasted and from emotional stress.
So that's a vote for be single.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Jude Frank says, Joyce, marriage, I take the vote.
All right, so married gets a very loud vote.
And John Chinedu says, for me, I prefer marrying. But not living together with a woman, because women are a distraction to women.
There's no point marrying. Nah, focus on the money. Stay single. There's no point being married.
Mm-hmm. And Mazi Santi says, single, I'm weak for the mindset of people living now with zero acceptance of the primary responsibility of having a family.
Oh, well, there you have it. Welcome to the world. The brave new world.
Lovely OBJ says, hello, Joyce. I'm married, getting to 2 years now. Marriage is the best thing that ever happened to me. For any marriage to work, both parties have to set the right foundation. Love is not enough. Marriage requires commitment, sacrifice, dedication, etc.
Sorry, I feel like I should even just open that topic because I really don't understand what you mean when you say love is not enough. But I'll wait. My day will come where I'll really engage you in that conversation. Go ahead.
At Hope says, better to be married. If you're going to be single, make sure you don't sleep around with women. So instead of being single and sleeping with girls, then get married. Simple.
So he gives us a vote for being married. All right.
You can't touch me on Twitter says, the reason we get married can be one of the major reasons that determines how long the marriage will last.
Well, let's touch you with some understanding. The reason... Okay, yeah, we kind of agree with that. But sometimes some people marry for money and they really live long and die happily. I mean, we're tempted to believe that they die happily.
Oh, the same person says, this topic today is just perfect. I am leaves this age and very much single. The rate of married people getting divorced is really alarming. It's sad that the idea of being in a long-term committed relationship is... I can't find
it. It's facing laceration by the public and society. Mm-hmm. And many people think there's probably more downs than there are ups to being married. But I think so far today, more votes have gone to being married, actually. Yeah, go ahead.
Calvin says, good afternoon, Joyce. Mm-hmm. Man was the one who begged for marriage. God Almighty was the one who looked at Adam, knowing that it was not good for him to stay alone. Then he, on his best of knowledge, made Eve for Adam. Marriage is the sweetest thing in life.
This guy wants to be married. Really, really fancies the idea. All right, thank you for your message.
As Femi Almond says, I am indifferent.
Don't be married. Just don't marry. Because that indifference just says you can take whatever life gives to you. And I hope you don't take the offer of being married so that she doesn't have to deal with your indifference.
At Ali Viema says, marriage is a good thing. I'm not going to lie. But these millennials and Generation Z aren't caught up with this. Most of them just want to vibe and flex. But to me, I will remain single till that, in quotes, lover in a friend comes by.
So, I mean, that sounds nearly perfect, except, yeah. But are you also the person that you are hoping would come your way? Because you have to be that which you're looking for. You have to embody that. And hopefully when you see that, you can readily identify what you're looking for. All right.
Last tweet, Victor Excel says, two is better than one, but...
Too good. Because one good, one bad is still bad.
Mm-hmm. But the man should discover his purpose before venturing into marriage.
Star that one. Well, I put that like 5 stars on that one. Actually, women should discover their purpose because you don't know... I mean, did you hear the lady who called in? Who said after 9 years, she can't quite tell if it's love. And then she speaks about tolerating things. And I really would have loved to probe it, but I didn't want to appear like I was being invasive. But you hear a story like that, and honey, that's suffering. But then again, she actually said that if she had to choose, she'd like to be single. But I mean, even given the way you kind of put it, you need to even understand your purpose. I mean, your purpose might even to eventually at some point be married. You know, being married might be a part of your purpose, but you need to really understand it so that you know what you're not supposed to give and demand that it not be given to you. In fact, you don't take it because I find it to be a little, not just complex, but worrisome that you would just stay in a situation and you just take what you get. I can't. All right.
And I have a message from Mary Jane. She says, Joyce, I'm scared of marriage. I think for now I'm voting for single.
Mary, why? Have no fear. The worst things are not necessarily... I mean, bad things happen outside of us, but maybe the worst things might be what's inside of us. And if you extend yourself, if you make yourself good and extend that good to the world, you're gambling on the opportunity or at least a chance that good will come back. In the event that bad comes your way, then understanding and good judgment should at least let you know that you do away with that and remain on the lookout for good. But to have fear, you're you're out of the game, you know, because when I say you're out of the game, I'm saying that you are not in a position where that which is good can just come to you and you take it boldly without you kind of, you know, hitting it with some doubts and fear and uncertainty and maybe eventually even losing it. Have no fear.
And as T Culture says, marriage without culture baggage.
Marriage without culture baggage. Mm-hmm. Well, that's like 2020, well, maybe 20. I mean, we're there already. We're kind of shedding the burden that has come. I think these times people are shedding the burden that has come off of culture, and people are thinking for themselves and making new rules and self-determining their future. So yeah, we agree with that. So she votes marriage. 0700-993-993-993. We are Nigeria Info. This is the Sunny Side. What's your name? Turn off your radio.
Good afternoon. Yeah, it's off.
Okay, thank you. Welcome. What's your name?
Thank you, Joyce. My name is Jude.
Welcome, Jude. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you ask me, I would choose marriage. Well, I know, a lot of people are talking about love is not enough. I want to comment on that. They are talking about sacrifice and all of that. Everything you are saying is not enough. It's embedded under love. So that love is not enough they are talking about. I think it's the euphoric love that they started with. So at the long run, the euphoric love will disappear. You're now left with the reality, which is intentional love. And they can't cope with that one. They say love is not enough. Friendship, sacrifice, they are all embedded under love.
Mm.
So love is enough, if you ask me. And then if you ask me again, I would say that I'm better off being married than being single.
I like the way you put it. I'm better off being married than being single. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you. Let me check WhatsApp here. We have a friend who says, her name's Oge. Good afternoon, Joyce. This topic is wonderful. Marriage is sweet when you marry your friend. I prefer being married than being single. All right. Welcome to Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Sorry about that. Hello. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Who's there? Hello.
Yeah, Joyce. I'm glad I have to reach you back. I'm Tesh.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Okay, so I was going to say that I tried both sides of the coin. I tried being married for some years, but for some reasons, we have to go separate ways. So I would like to say it's better to remain single.
Sorry, bring it back. I heard nothing.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
So I was saying that I tested both sides of the coin.
Okay, yeah.
So I can say that it's better to remain single.
Oh, why?
Yeah, I have my reason. You know, I tried being married for 6 years.
Okay.
Yeah, but for some reasons, we go separate ways. And I think if I have to be a born again, I would never try it again.
Oh, you never ever be married ever, ever, ever again?
Never. Not for any reason at all.
Why? Were you as good as you expected? Were you as good as your expectations?
Well, look, Joyce. People who never got married will always say that it's better to be married. It's because they never tried it. You know, even some people who said, I've been married for 3 years. It's good. I'm still laughing at them. Yes.
Why are you laughing at them if they're having fun and enjoying the beauty?
They never know what is inside.
Yeah, so, but Joyce, do you think you made a right choice? Because when you make a right choice, you suffer the consequences of your wrong decisions. So did you make a right choice of a lover?
I think if everything is based on love, it was a perfect choice. And as a matter of fact, I'm speaking, my woman is not here, and she don't even listen to radio, you know.
Okay.
She probably must be watching Comedy Skit on her phone right now, but I'm saying the truth.
Okay.
That if everything is love, we were in love.
Okay.
I still love her. But if it's about a man and a woman living together in the name of marriage, that is not going to happen. We have 2 kids. My kids are staying with her. So for that reason, I go to her, stay with my kids, do my duty as a father, I walk away.
Oh, you wow. Know,
even when I go to that place, she's still free to go out and sleep outside of the house. It has happened before. I don't even care about that. I don't ask any questions. You know, but we are in harmony. We speak on the phone. I come around, stay together. We raise the kids together and everything.
So what happened? What exactly has made you such a nihilist?
Okay, this is it. She, as a person, has a life to live. Me, as a man, I have a life to live.
I mean, you know, both of you, even if you opened a venture called prostitution, you would still have, you could work together. When you say you have a life to live, of course, even being married, you would have a life to live.
All right, let me be clear why we have to go separate ways. And it's as simple as there was no case of infidelity, okay?
Okay.
So what happened is that we were in love, everything was fine, but there is something I don't like as a man.
Mm.
And it's not as if I didn't say these things when I start approaching her before we even start cohabiting, you know. So I don't like worldly fashion. That's just it. So,
You don't like worldly fashion?
I don't.
Skinny jeans, relaxed hair, makeup, acrylics, push-up bras.
You name it. Those are the things. So when we finally live together, you get to a point, I say, look, woman, I know you love these things, you know. And in
I've seen these things
before I even approach you. But look, to be frank with you, I don't want you to do these things anymore. In fact, without these things, you are still beautiful in my eyes. You know, so if you are doing these things to be beautiful, you don't need these things to be beautiful. I love you the way you are. Can you give these things up, or you can give up this relation, this union? So I gave her a chance to choose.
Yeah.
What to choose from. And she chose worldly fashion over this union in good faith. And I had to let it go.
Was she a liar? Was she a thief? Was she immoral? Did she hate God? Did she steal? Did she kill? Did she destroy? Did she bear false witness? Did she do any of those?
Nope.
Did she convert her neighbor's property?
Nope.
You gave up your relationship because she fixes eyelashes?
Yes.
That relationship should actually end. You don't need it.
But you see, Joyce, you have just passed your verdict looking at the coin from one side.
I looked at the coin from one side. Didn't I ask you about the possible sins that anybody would at least have committed? Steal, robbery, rape, murder. Like, she didn't do those things?
And who told you that is just what matters to me?
Yeah, but I asked you, you're joking. I made no conclusions until you told me that, you know, it was worldly fashion. You said it.
That is what you, Joyce, are looking at, but that's not what I'm looking at.
Okay, so what are you looking at that made you end your relationship that you claim you loved?
It's as simple as we have to know what is good for each other.
Yeah, and not that she's a fornicator or an adulterer.
She's not.
She just wore jeans and wore crop top, and you ain't having it.
I'm not comfortable.
Then it's not yours to keep. I mean, I'm still saying exactly what I said before. You can't even... Yeah, it's not yours to keep. It's supposed to end, actually. The relationship is supposed to end. And it's okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And everything is good.
I know it's good.
And like I said, I'll never try it again. I think I better remain...
At this point, you shouldn't. Yeah. At this point, you shouldn't. I agree with that. Thank you very much for calling the Sunny Side. You shouldn't. You really, really shouldn't. Welcome to the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome. What's your name?
Yes, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Speak up for us. Tell us your name and then delve into it.
First, Colin from here.
Okay.
Well, marriage or non-marriage?
It's not non-marriage. It's single. There's a location for that thing.
One man's garbage. Another man's love.
So where does your vote go? What's your luxury?
Joyce, can you permit me to come from the biblical context?
Do you have any personal convictions? I feel like you just quote the Bible because it just backs up something that is a bias. Do you have a persuasion?
Yes,
is there
yes,
a truth
yes,
in your I'm soul? Not. If I took your Bible, can you tell me something that is your personal philosophy?
My conviction is whatever God called that is good, is good.
Okay.
And what God said is bad is bad.
Uh-huh.
So, when God looked at what he has created in Genesis 1, 25, and God said everything was good. And in verse 26, he gives you the thought of creating man. He creates man. In Genesis 2, 18, he says, no good for man to be alone.
And here comes
the woman. And when the first man fell in Genesis 3, the man didn't give up on the wife. He still loved the wife. Love is the bedrock. I believe in marriage.
The man didn't give up on his wife. Did the man not eat the fruit?
The man ate it, and he didn't give up on the wife.
He didn't have an option. There was no choosing.
Yeah, hold on, guys. sorry. The wife compromised. The wife sinned against Sarah.
And Adam,
out of love.
Yes, oh, come on now. Don't be funky with that one. Yeah, out of love.
Yeah, out of love. Adam said to the wife, get it.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, and when God appeared to them and they asked Adam, what have you just done? And Adam said, just the woman.
Do you want to be married? Do you give your vote to marriage?
I'm coming there. Let me round up now. Now, when God was angry on the man, and they lost their place in the garden. The man did not hate the wife. And that's the issue of, I want to be married, I want to be single, I don't want to marry, I better remain single. Some out there, they are ready to be committed. Commitment is just the key, but love is the bedrock. So, I choose you.
You got home. Thank you very much for calling. The sunny side. Off on a break? Yeah. Oh, hold on. Oh, no, I still have time. All right, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, Joy, good afternoon.
Welcome. What's your name?
My name is Omoni.
Yeah.
Joy, as for me, the most suited thing I've ever found is marriage.
Bless your heart.
I got married 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And ever since then, sincerely speaking, I've never for once have an argument with my wife for 5 minutes.
You're certainly not on Twitter.
I think what matters most is understanding.
Okay.
Before even getting into a so-called marriage, there's an advantage for courtship. And during the time of courtship, then what are we observing?
Okay.
If at the end of the day we got married and many are complaining that they are not enjoying their marriage, it shows that they didn't observe themselves at all.
All right. So your vote goes to marriage because...
From
your perspective, the reason you are looking for all those things is because you want it. Somebody who doesn't want it is not looking for anything. I mean, the gold could be on his nose and he wouldn't see it because he's not looking for it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Let me go to WhatsApp. We have Basi who says, a marriage creates support system for spouses. Emotionally, physically, psychologically, marriage all the way. That's Basi. Thank you very much for your message. Let me see this one. Marriage is not about love. It is more than love. It takes sacrifice, determination, and more. Did you write down that topic for us? All right. I think I need you to explain to the world the concept that supports your philosophy when you say love is not enough. I don't understand it. So hopefully that would just be like a learning opportunity for me. The sunny side, being married is a gift. Being single is a gift, but it's better to be single, believing God to be married, than to be married and praying to be single again. I vote married. All right. Thank you very much. Let's see. I think I'm happy that quite a number of men, really, they see how it pays them. Victor says, marriage is a university of life. How do I mean? A great marriage is not when the perfect couple comes together. It's when an imperfect couple learn to enjoy their differences. Imperfect? All right. Pina, what are you pointing at? This one? This one? This one? This one? Oh, scroll up. Sorry, guys. My eyes. Which one now? Hey, what kind of eyes do you have? I want to read that. That's it. You saw something you thought was fascinating? Was it for marriage or against marriage? You're not sure. Looks like. Okay, Joyce, marriage is good, but to the wrong person, it's like drinking beer with Satan. What sort of descriptive? How do you describe marriage as drinking beer with Satan? All right, thank you. Marriage is sweet. It makes you have a family, which we all need. Marriage is understanding and forgiveness. I'm happily married. That's Moses. Congratulations to you. And you're a model of some sort when you uphold your philosophy. Not uphold it in that sense. More like when you embody your philosophy and you're a living proof of your philosophy. So that you must be your philosophy rather than just talk your philosophy. So to the men who have marriages and speak boldly about it, the world needs to see more of that. All right. Honey, are we ready with the headlines? I got messages over here. Byodun says marriage is all about unity, love, and understanding. I'm married. I love my wife so much, though initially it was difficult. But the day I witnessed my wife give birth, I cried for her pain. That woman would be loved forever. The headlines is up next on The Sunny Side. My name is Joyce. This is Nigeria.
Leading the